Hello, and welcome to Empower Others radio show. We hope that while you're with us today, you'll hear a relevant kingdom teaching or inspiration that will aid you in becoming your best you. Sit back, relax, and prepare to be empowered. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Empower Others. We're here today with Pastor Linda. Good morning, Pastor Linda.
Good morning, Apostle. Grace and peace to everyone this morning.
Amen, amen, amen. We're excited to be with you again this Saturday. Every time we come together, we recognize that there is power in the Word. And today is not going to be any different. There's power in the Word. There's power in the Word. You know, Pastor Linda,
Apostle,
I never really know.
You just said something. There's power in the Word. There's also, if power is in the Word is in us, and there's power in us. Last week we talked about Holy Ghost being dwelling in us, and we being the temple of the Holy Ghost. Well, the Holy Ghost is the power, the very power and presence of God. So, all right, go ahead.
No, you're right there. That's where I was going. That's exactly where I was going. Amen.
I love it. Apostle. I love it.
Yeah, we sometimes have these quick conversations before we go live, and she was sharing something with me, and she said, you know, let's just see how it sets with you. And she was sharing with me a documentary that she had watched where someone was being persecuted for the sake of Christ. And I listened to her and I was like, wow, that takes a lot of power. That takes a lot of power to endure. That takes power to endure. And so today, yeah, you're right on it, Pastor. We want to talk about the fact that there is power. There is power in the Word. But there is also power in us as believers. And we want you to be able to recognize what power there is, how you are functioning, or are you really functioning, utilizing the power of the Holy Ghost that resides on the inside of you, or are you running on fleshly flame?
Ooh, fleshly flame. Well, that's going to get burned up.
Come on now.
Oh, my God.
And that's what happens with us. We think that we've got the power to do what we want to do, how we need to do it. We operate in fleshly flames, and we get burnt up. We get burnt out. We get all these things, and we feel like we want to give up, and we generally do. Why? Because we burnt up. We've been burnt up because we tried to do it in ourselves. So, yeah, we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk a little bit about power. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for calling in. For all of you who are on the phone lines and for those in the chat room, welcome, welcome, welcome. As you know, at any time, if you have a question or a comment, you can certainly press 1 and we will bring you live into the conversation. But we are just so grateful that you're here with us on today.
Amen.
Cool. I mean, power.
Huh.
Power.
Yeah, you're talking
power.
About that power in us. And Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20, talk about that power that dwells in us. But go ahead, Apostle. I don't mean to interrupt, but I just want to throw that out so we can
turn to that. No, go ahead.
Yeah.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 3, and verse 20 says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Yeah, that's just part of what Ephesians 3 is saying. So go ahead. I just wanted to put that out there because I just love it that when we say things that we have the Word of God to back it up or to hold it up, to substantiate what's being spoken. It's not coming from apostle. It's not coming from me, but it's coming from the very mind of God. It's coming from God himself. In fact, the Word is God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
And
so
the Word
Jesus
was
is that Word.
God. Yeah.
That living Word that resides on the inside of us. And if something is living, that means it's active. That means it can perform. That means it can operate because it's alive. When something is dead, it's dead. It doesn't respond. But the living word, which is alive and powerful, that's living on the inside of us, have the ability to do what God wants it to do. And therefore, we have that ability.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to read Ephesians 3:20-21. I'm going to read it to you out of the Message. It says,
okay.
God can, you know, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. He does it not by pushing us around, but by working within us. His spirit deeply and gently within us. Glory to God in the church. Glory to God in the Messiah, in Jesus. Glory down all the generations. Glory through all millennia. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Go back
yes.
to that. His spirit deeply and gently within us. And so when we're saying we've got power, that God is power, it's all about what's taking place on the inside of us. I know many people who say they love God, they're saved, but they've never activated the power that resides on the inside of them. They've been doing fleshly flame.
They've
been
doing
fleshly flame. Yeah.
I like what you're reading because what that shows is that we are co-laborers with God.
Yes.
We often sit back and wait for God to do it. God is going to do it. God is going to do it. But he's given us the ability to do it. We are co-laborers. That means if we are yoked with Christ, remember, be yoked with him. So we're yoked with him. We are co-laborers with him. We are working right alongside of him because he's on the inside of us, giving us the ability to do it. But it takes something on our part to become active and participants in what God is doing.
And somebody
just
might be saying, somebody might be saying then, well, how do I need to participate differently than I am? Because I do feel worn out. I do feel burnt out. I feel like I don't have the energy. I feel like I don't have the direction. I don't know where to go. And, you know, I'm reading, I'm praying. What more do I need to do? Because I don't feel the power. What's going on? What's going on, Pastor Linda?
Well, you know, you use the word just now, feel the power. It's not all the time about the way we feel. It's about the way what we know. See, feeling is part of that soulish of us. You know, we are a spirit. We have a soul which is made up of our mind, our will, and our emotions, and we live in a body. But we can't move all the time on our emotions. We have to go on what we know the word says. And oftentimes we do feel emotions from it, or we may feel emotion, but it's not something to just give us the goosebumps. It's us putting faith and trust in what the word says. And he gives us that unction to move, to move forward, to participate. I don't know if I can say it in any better, any differently right now, but it really isn't a feeling. When we praise God, it's easy to praise because something has been done, or I feel this way, or you're giving me a new car, yay! But what about when we don't get? What about when we're in those valley experiences. I can praise him on the mountaintop because the sun is shining and I can see. But what about the valley experiences? What about Paul and Silas when they were in the dungeons, in the deepest part, in the dark, in the worst conditions you can imagine, and being chained and bound in that condition? They did not allow it to hinder their praise. So it wasn't about what they were feeling, because what they were feeling at the time would have been awful. But it was what they knew. They dug into the deepest depth of their being, and they pulled out a praise. They pulled out a worship. They pulled out a prayer. So it isn't about what we feel. It's about what we know him to be for us. Abraham on the mountaintop, when he was getting ready to sacrifice Isaac, in the depths of him, And then God said, don't lay your hand on him. Look, there's a ram in the bush. And then he said, now I know that you're Jehovah Jireh. I know that you're a God that will provide. But he wasn't feeling it. But when he realized the word and he saw the word, he operated through that word. I don't know if that's making sense to anybody. I'd love to hear what the viewers, the listeners are saying about that. But it's not about what we feel. It's about what we know.
Yeah. I'm looking at Ephesians 1:18-20, went back a little bit. And
good.
Paul's prayer for the Ephesians, that you may know what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heavenly places. The exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe.
Yeah, and
like
mine say,
saying,
Apostle, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. In other words, you know, we get the knowledge, but in all of your getting, get understanding. So it said that the eyes of your understanding would be enlightened, that you may know.
Yeah.
I just wanted
that
to
you
add
may
that
know.
To what
yeah.
you're saying.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. Like Pastor Linda shared, it's not about the feeling, it's about the knowing.
Right.
It's about the knowing.
And Holy Spirit that dwells in us will help us with the knowing. He is the revelator. He'll make, you know, Christ said to Jeremiah, if you seek me and search for me with all your heart, I'm going to let myself be found.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to make myself known unto you.
Yeah, absolutely yeah. will. Wow. I think back to the song we used to sing back in the day, I got the power. I got the power. And we were just singing, I got the power. They weren't talking about Holy Ghost power. They really weren't even talking about power.
But we have that
power.
Too, don't we?
Yeah. They weren't even talking about power. They were talking about a moment and a movement, but they weren't really talking about power. See, when you know that you know that you know, it's not experienced in a moment, and it's not experienced in a movement. It is. I hope you understand that. It's not a moment. It's not a movement. It just is. When you know the truth of who he is, as the great I am, that's given you power through the sacrifice that Christ did on Calvary's cross, that you have that power because you are a believer. Life becomes limitless to you. And that's what I want you all to understand today. That's what we ask that you understand today. You have the power to live life without limits.
Apostle, read again what you were reading, starting with 18 in Ephesians 1. Read it again. You were reading it from what, the Message?
I don't think this is from the Message. I just pulled it. Okay. I just pulled up. I pray that you may know what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he works in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places.
Okay, talking about the power. And then it says, talking about the power that raised Christ from the dead, which we know, the exceeding great power that raised Christ from the dead, which we know also lives in us.
Yes. Also raised us from the dead. It raised us from the dead.
Yes, it did. It made us alive. It quickened our spirit. It made us new creations in Christ. It said that the old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God, which he has made us ministers of reconciliation. Meaning he put the ability in us to reconcile others to him. Therefore, putting us in the earth to be ambassadors for him, to be representatives of him. Are we representing him? I'm asking myself, am I representing him in a real way? When I come forth, when I show up at a place, do they recognize, oh, there's an ambassador of Christ? People that are ambassadors for the United States, that represent the United States, when they show up in a country, people know they've already, his reputation has already gone before him. They know that he is an ambassador for the United States. So when we show up at a place, can people see, oh, she's an ambassador for Christ, without me saying, oh, I'm a minister. Oh, I'm a Christian. In my actions, showing that I represent God in this earth.
And you know, sis, that's powerful. That's powerful because, you know, even as I'm preparing to go to Africa in October, I get messages from the apostle there that says, we have your rooms ready. We're working to get many women at the conference where we know that you're going to release a powerful word. We're doing this. We're anticipating that. They're getting things ready with great expectation. And I'm saying, God, what? What?
Yeah.
They doing what? He let me know what? What is that? What? But when you know, when you know that you have power. Because, see, I'm not going operating in Valerie.
Right. So when you show up, sis, when you leave that place, you don't want anyone saying, oh, I thought she was an ambassador for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that the ambassador that's representing the United States? You know, you want to say, oh, I thought. You don't want them to say, truly, we have seen the ambassador of Christ. We have seen the light of Christ. We have been enlightened with the glory of God, the presence of God. So, because that's when you go as his representative. You carry his mantle. You carry the glory of God. It's not about you, what you feel or what you want to do, but you strip yourself of yourself and you put on Christ and you show up. As an ambassador, you show up with the glory. You show up with the robe. You show up with the crown of righteousness. Because you are the righteousness of God in Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
As each of us, as each of us, as believers,
those
who are working in God's plan, what he's designed for us, according to his intent, when we are obedient to do that, we're exercising his power. His power. I've shared this, and people have shared this with me often, that when you are in position to bring about manifestation of God's plan, there's nothing that you lack.
No.
Nothing. You have power, you have provision, you have potential. You have everything that you need. But it all starts in what we believe about ourselves. You asked the question, Pastor Linda, am I representing? Well, the real question is, am I utilizing the power? Because if I'm utilizing the power, then I'm representing.
True, true. They go hand in hand, don't they?
They go hand in hand. So if you're being obedient to what it is the Spirit of God is speaking, if you're utilizing the power that he's given you, then you have the capacity to live life without limits, receiving everything God has promised you.
Amen.
But again, we go back to this. Do you know it? Do you believe it? Are you holding on to it? Because I hear somebody saying, you're fumbling over it. You're fumbling over it.
Right.
Holy Ghost, this is not something that you have to fumble over. You got to know.
Yeah.
You got
to We have to have the confidence and the trust in him and in his word that we are who he says we are. Because Hebrews talk about don't cast away your confidence because it is great recompense of reward. if I'm mm-hmm. confident in who I am. And that's what we have to get to, a place of being confident in who we are in him and continue to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Continue to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Continue to grow. I need you to hear that. Continue to grow.
Right.
Because we have some people who think that they're no longer teachable, that they've arrived. They've gotten to a certain
right.
place where
we
you
have
know,
not
you don't
yet
have
arrived.
To tell me. Yeah, but mm-hmm. we have not yet arrived. There's still
no.
more that he wants
there
to deposit.
Is.
Still more that he wants to reveal. Still more that he wants to deliver to us.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to know it. Know it.
Hallelujah.
You know, sometimes if we're driving our car, there's an indicator on there that lets you know it's almost out of gas.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you do when it's almost out of gas? You go put more gas in.
Yeah.
The Holy
and,
Ghost is also an indicator in us to let us know that our power is lacking.
Mm-hmm.
He gives us the opportunity to refuel. Come on now.
Yeah. And you know, and I like that gauge, because there are some people I know that won't let their gas tank get below half fill, or won't
mm-hmm.
let it get below a quarter of a tank, however
mm-hmm.
they
mm-hmm.
decide to do it. Well, we as believers need to stay on full.
Mm-hmm.
So that means we need to continually be before the Lord, allowing him to continually refill us.
Mm-hmm.
And we
mm-hmm.
do that by staying in the Word, because we have to keep filling and filling, and as we give out, we fill up. We keep refueling, but we don't let it get to empty, because
Jesus.
That would be that we could use that as a gauge to say, "Hey, I haven't been spending time in the Word.
Yeah.
I haven't been spending time with the Lord."
Yeah.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah. There's power in the Word.
Yeah.
And there's power in each one of us.
It
that
is.
Are on this line, on this call right now, listening to this broadcast. There's
Amen.
Power in those of you who may listen to this broadcast later. There's power in you. But the key to experiencing that power is for you to know it.
Amen.
For you
and
to
you
know it.
And I just want to say that it doesn't mean that we aren't doing that we aren't spending the time. But these are just words of encouragement to let you know that we're on the right track, that we're on the right path, and to stay on that path and continue to be encouraged no matter what we see, what we hear, where we go, what's being done. We just need to remain encouraged to know that God said he won't leave us, he won't forsake us, that he's going to always be with us. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. So we just need to continue in that vein. So that I just wanted to share that.
And that's good, sis. That's good. We do have several callers on the line. If someone has a question or comment, you can press 1, and we will bring you live.
Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you. And we need not be afraid of him. We need not be afraid of the power and the presence that is on the inside of us. Ah.
You might need to say that again, sis.
Oh, my God. You know, oftentimes when God is using us, or we feel that overwhelming presence of the Lord, We want to push it back down. But sometimes we just really need to let that presence of God just illuminate. Let him, it's almost like a washing. Let him wash us. Let that river of life that's on the inside of us, let it spring up. So we need not be afraid of the glory and the presence of God that resides on the inside of us. Because when he starts showing himself, he wants to do a work. Not only in us, but through us, that others might benefit, to fulfill that very purpose he put us on the earth to do, to be ambassadors and ministers of reconciliation. Don't be afraid of Holy Spirit. He will never harm you. He will never make you do anything that's unseemly. He will never embarrass you. oftentimes when he speaks through us, it is not us that have the problem. It's the others that have a problem with what they're hearing, because it brings them to a place, some time of conviction or some time of recognizing, I'm not where I should be.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy.
I thought I'd lost you.
Yeah. Amen. Lord have mercy. I'm
Amen.
Just sitting here.
Hallelujah. How we
Lord
thank
have
you.
Mercy.
Oh, your shakuria, see.
Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you.
God, we thank you for the stirring within us this morning, oh God. You told us to stir up the gift that is on the inside of us, oh God. Oh God, we give Holy Spirit free reign in our lives to do in us and to us anything he feels is necessary. So we surrender to your very presence in us today, Lord God. We say, have your way. Continue to lead, God, and direct us, oh God. Continue to allow us to hear. You say, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. Oh, we pray that we would open up our ear gates, our eye gates, oh God, that we would have a heart to receive, oh Lord God. We thank you for your very presence, Lord God, in us, oh God. Have your way. Have your way, oh God. Have your way, oh Lord. Bring the healing. Bring the restoration. Bring the refreshing, oh Lord God. Oh, we submit to that. We surrender to that today, oh God. We pray that you would allow Holy Spirit just to wash and cleanse our minds with the blood of Christ, because you said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Oh, God, we want the mind of Christ, because you said that he will keep him. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. Oh, we thank you for it today, oh God. We thank you for it today. Hallelujah.
Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name, God.
Father, we do thank you. We thank you. We thank you.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead, thank you. I'm just grateful. Yeah, I'm just grateful. I really want, I want you listeners right now to just surrender, because some of you are in the way of the power being made manifest in your life. You've been trying to handle some situations on your own. You've been doing it with your own understanding. The word of God lets us know that we are not to lean to our own understanding, but acknowledge him in all our ways and allow him to direct our path. There's a path that God wants to take you on that you don't quite understand. You don't quite see it clearly. And because of it, you're doing, you're navigating yourself. But I hear the Spirit of God say this morning, release it. Utilize the power that I've given you and allow me to direct your path.
Ah, Yashiko.
Allow me to direct your path. I want you to tap into the power, he says. I want you to tap into the power. I know you're weary, but I want you to tap into the power, he's saying this morning. Tap into the power. Whew, tap into the power.
Hi,
he says, I'm there. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. I just need you to let it go. I'm waiting for you. I want you to tap into the power and see your way clear. Father, thank you. We thank you. We thank you.
I received that word this morning.
We thank you.
For
Hallelujah. Amen.
I received that. I received that.
Thank
in
you,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name. In
thank
Jesus'
you, Lord.
Name.
Father, we thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Father. Hallelujah. Just raise your hands, listeners. Raise your hand. Oh, Boreashi. Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Yeshua.
Yeah, we thank you. We thank you. Listeners, thank you so much for being with us this morning for another empowering conversation in the Word. Thank you, Pastor Linda, for being with us. We will be with us, you all again. On next week, Yeah, always. We want you to be empowered in the Word. We want you to be empowered in the Word. We want you to be empowered by the Word. And as you have been empowered, we want you to take the responsibility
to empower someone else. Bless the name of Jesus. 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 My sister, you had a question or a comment. 769-1036.
Good morning, Apostle, and to all.
Good morning.
I could not hold back any longer.
I
just have a testimony to share about tapping into the power of God. I just this week had an experience where I was supposed to be at a place and I did not want to go because of frustration. Just didn't feel like it would make any difference to even go. But as I spent time with God the day before the event, the occasion that I had to be at, he said, "No, you have to go to be my voice tonight."
Mm.
And I said, "Okay, God, but I need you to speak through me. Please don't let it be me, because I know I sometimes have issues with getting into myself. And I did not want any part of it to be me."
Mm.
Said, "The only way, God, that I can do this is that you just have to do the speaking through me. Let it not be none of me, but all of you." And so I went to this occasion, and just before it was dismissed, getting ready to dismiss, I still didn't say anything, but the Holy Spirit nugged at me and said, "Get up." I got up. And I spoke, and it was God speaking through me. And I could feel the shift in the atmosphere as far as the people that were gathered there, where I knew God let me know that what was being said was him, and there was feedback from it whatsoever, but they were soaking up what the man, what God was saying through the vessel.
Mm-hmm.
And when it was done, the Apostle said, "The prophet has spoken." And I'm like, okay, I know I'm not a prophet, but I was used for prophecy for that night, for that occasion. And I just felt such a great release that during the rest of this week, there were phone calls just admonishing for what was said. It was such a need to be said, and that some even said that they knew that it was the voice of God. They discerned it, that it was not me. And I was so thankful and so grateful that I tapped into that power that you all are talking about. Because I know there is a power inside according to the faith that worketh in me.
Come on. Come on.
So I realized that it was because of my faith and my certainty and who I know God is, that nothing shall from this point on hold me back as far as when he wants to use me for whatever means, because that's the problem I see in the body of Christ, and is that so many of us, we don't know who we are in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And so we never get the opportunity to tap into the power that worketh in us. But I just thank God today that he is dealing with me personally, because there has been several issues in my life that he has been dealing with me on, that I am now ready as a vessel and an instrument of God to be just what he says in Ephesians, I am his workmanship. Created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which he have ordained that before the world that we should walk in them.
Amen.
And so now I give God glory, honor, and praise that not just myself, but like you say, once you've been empowered, we are to empower others. So my prayer is for the church universal, that we will be like our eyes enlightened with understanding, that we will know the hope of his calling, and that we will walk in the power and authority that's been given unto us, because God is waiting on the church. He's waiting on the sons and daughters of God to manifest. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
And because of the urgency of this time, we have to get serious because our salvation draws nigh. We don't have time to play. And if God is calling us to whatever purpose he's calling us to, we must stand up and let the power that worketh in us come forth.
Amen.
So I give God glory and honor, you know, for just dealing with me. Because
Hallelujah.
I always say, let it begin in me first, and then I can empower others the same way that I have been empowered. So I give God honor and glory for that opportunity that he gave to me this week to be his spokesperson, and knowing that it was him and not me. So I give him glory. I sow the seed, and I know he'll bring the increase.
Come on.
Amen. Ooh. Amen.
God,
Amen.
All the glory
to God.
Oh. Amen.
Because he's just manifesting to me personally more and more who he is and
mm-hmm.
who I am in him.
Oh,
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank
oh, yeah.
God for all of his, everything he take me through, the good
Amen.
And the bad.
Yeah. Yeah, he uses
Again,
it all,
the,
doesn't he? The good, bad, and the ugly.
In us. And it's
yeah.
time for the body of Christ to release that power
Amen.
That was ordained before the foundation
Amen.
Of the world.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So to
Amen.
God be the glory, because the best is yet to come.
Amen.
For those of us who believe.
Amen. Amen. Thank
and,
you so much for sharing, sis. Amen. 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 Amen.
Ooh.
Amen. Glory. Glory.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Listeners, thank you so much for hanging in. Glad God, thank you. Grateful to get that testimony on this morning. Yeah. Wow. I just got, I bless him. I bless
Amen.
Him. I bless him.
Yes.
We
yes.
will be
yes.
back on the air next Saturday morning. Next Saturday morning. Next Saturday morning will be our last Saturday morning using Blog Talk, but it won't be our last Saturday morning. I will be releasing a new number. We will start doing our Saturday teachings using Zoom so that we'll be visible and airing on Facebook and YouTube. So we invite you still to join us. We'll be on Blog Talk next Saturday, but starting in September, we will be doing this using our Zoom, and there'll be a different call-in number. Blog Talk Radio will go down to one show. That show will be aired on Wednesdays at 12 noon. again, starting September, there will be one show on Wednesdays at 12 noon, and I'm excited about what God is doing. I thank you all for your continued support and prayers. Got anything else you want to say before we close out, Pastor Linda?
No, no. It's like just glory to God. Hallelujah. That's all
Amen.
I want to say.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Listen,
Thank
we
you,
love
Apostle.
You so much.
Thank you for your obedience.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Got to do it. Got to do it. We love you all so much. Thank you for your constant support. And we look forward to you joining us again on next Saturday. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. We love you.